Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates,
yeah,
you're a hodgepodge of nothingness. You're not a contender. You're not anything even close to a major league team. And you can be offended by that. You can not care. You can do whatever you want with that. But the Orioles, even though I almost look at them in that same mentality, a team known for their ballpark, a team that invented the modern ballpark.
That's right.
It's still a great place to go.
And they perfected
even though it's old
tanking.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes. But the Orioles are ahead of you in the standings. So I have to give you credit if you beat the Orioles and if you pass them in the standings. And you have the opportunity ahead. Now, you're in last place, so whether you look at it as losable games because you're playing the Orioles, the Rays, and the Blue Jays, or just opportunity. I can pick up games on everybody that's in front of me other than, you know, you still have Seattle and the White Sox to deal with and all that. But
well,
I'm going to say it again. I'm not taking you seriously while you are in last place. I don't care what the number says, how close you are to a playoff spot. Last place teams, in my mind, deserve to be treated like last place teams.
Well, they are a 500 team, and that's what makes them, a little different than the... Well,
suddenly, that's some accomplishment.
Well, in baseball, 84 is probably going to get you into the final wild card spot.
Patriots are 500 this year. Are we going to be saying good things?
If they make the playoffs, yes, they will.
Well, they won't make the playoffs at 500.
And secondly, there is no more 500.
They can't be 500.
Well, there is no more. I guess you could do that.
8-1,
right,
baby.
So all right, so you could
if
go
8-8-1.
The
Patriots go 8-8-1. Are you going to give them any credit for being 8-8-1?
If they go to the playoffs, we'll give them credit for going to the playoffs.
They're not going to the playoffs at 8-8-1.
You don't know that. Because then there'd be another team in the AFC who would have a tie. Let's remember, we almost had the Pittsburgh Steelers back their way into the playoffs because two teams almost ended in a tie in the last game of the regular season.
Yeah, there's lots going on. You're right, but I'm sorry. 500 is not an accomplishment.
I understand your overall point, and I think that's where, therein lies the rub, because the Red Sox have played their way back to even Steven. They're 59-59, but the problem is for them, they're still four back of the final wild card spot because the teams in front of them, not all of them are losing, not all of them are winning. Like right now, the Red Sox are only two back of the White Sox. They're 2.5 back of the Orioles. They're three back of the Twins, but oh, by the way, Tampa and Toronto are now tied for the second and third wild card spot. So it's all the teams above them. The Red Sox are doing their part in winning as many games as they can. The problem is if they go on a heater and say they win 10 of 12, right?
Okay. And I'll take them seriously.
Maybe, because then again, it's going to be what does Minnesota and Chicago do around them? You've also got Tampa and Toronto. Like this is far and away the best division in baseball. And again, I know you poo-poo the 500 Red Sox, but there's nobody in that division that has a losing record.
Okay.
But no one is playing great baseball right now.
And that's the opportunity, because if they go, what'd you say, 10-2, 10 of 12?
They win 10 of 12, right.
They're so you know what that means?
Right. They're in a 5-7 streak or whatever.
You beat the Rays. You beat the Blue Jays, teams that are ahead of you in the standings. Mm-hmm. I will take that seriously. And I know you won a series against the Orioles, quote unquote, and then you won a series against the Yankees, a team that's ahead of you. But if you win a series against the Yankees, then do your business against the Pirates, as you should, and then win three series in a row against teams that are ahead of you in the standings, I will take you seriously. But right now, I'm going to steal X phrase. Hodgepodge of nothingness.
Interesting.
I think the race for the third wild card spot is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Right now, and you know what? Like, maybe what we're about to learn over the next 2 weeks is kind of where the Red Sox really do fit in, because out of Pittsburgh here, which they go for the sweep tonight with Josh Winkowski on the mound, 6:05 pregame right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Then it's three against Baltimore. Then you get Toronto. Then you go Tampa. And then to end the month at Minnesota. So, to your point, they're the division teams, and then there are those teams that are above you in the wild card standings. So, again, we're about to find out if the Red Sox took advantage of a Yankee team that is clearly sucked pond water in the second half, and then you beat up on Pittsburgh, but does that translate into winning against Baltimore, being competitive against Toronto and Tampa Bay, which, again, at times has been a problem for this team. And then that sneaky little series against Minnesota. Like, that's a team that's above you in the wild card stands. So, again, if it is, if you are still holding out hope, hope is not completely lost. However, you do have to talk yourself into what level of hope you would like to believe with this Red Sox team.
And you could also handle your business to some degree, and there's so many teams ahead of you that it might still not matter.
The right? White Sox and Cleveland. Like, Cleveland has played a much better brand of baseball here in the second half of the year.
So, yes, you have an opportunity, but you've created a spot where even if you go on a run, and listening to Chaim Bloom, he still believes there's a good ball club in that clubhouse. Mm-hmm. There's a good team of players. There is talent. There is a team capable of winning, being more than 500 maybe. But you've dug a hole or put yourself in a spot where, yeah, you could probably play pretty good baseball or even good baseball and it not work out for you. It not matter because there's so many teams in this massive teams vying for the wild card spot.
The first month you look back now and not having a closer, and even if you can kind of balance out that sort of, you know, that the 10-19 run, that's what sticks in my head, and they blew a bunch of games in the end because they didn't have a closer. So if you at least leveled that off a little bit and say got it to, oh, I don't know, 14-15, then you're right there right now and you're in this thing.
Yeah, you had four wins to the team right now. So you're at 59 wins. All of a sudden you jump to 63 wins.
Now you're in the wild card.
You're right behind the Mariners. You're ahead of the Rays. You're ahead of the Blue Jays. Like,
and you won some games that you probably should have won to begin with, and it was clearly just back end of the bullpen and those kind of issues. So, you know, whenever you hear the, well, April baseball, you can make up for it if you get a slow start, or maybe you can be the Red Sox and squarely be four games back in the wild card race right now because you had a crappy start to the year.
Do you believe they are anything more than a 500 baseball team?
I think I had them at like 84 at the beginning of the year. So and that's
just
right, exactly. Sliver. They're in that neighborhood. They're on a pitching heater right now. When the pitching cools off, is the offense going to heat up? Like, Verdugo is hot right now. And that's it, really.
Right. And that's one of the things.
Well, Arroyo's also raking, too.
We talked about that yesterday with the Patriots practice offense, about none of the receivers kind of putting it all together. Mm-hmm. If you ever get a couple guys hot. Don't just rely on one guy to be hot.
Right.
And the way I look at it, so you look at the last 10 games in this mix of teams, this hodgepodge of nothingness for the wild card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the teams are 5-5 in their last 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
They're all mediocre baseball teams. They've been mediocre all year. They're slightly above 500. They're 500 in their last 10. And that's what you are. You're in that mix. Now, you can talk yourself into you're going to elevate above that just a little bit. I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't know that I have faith that they are capable of doing that over the long
run. Oh, no.
At some point, you are what your record says you are, right, Parcells?
You and I have covered a lot of teams over the years who make things difficult on themselves.
Yep.
And this feels like this Red Sox team is one of those groups that sort of makes it tough on themselves.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.